Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing today? It's so good to be here with you guys in the studio and with you guys that are out there listening. And it's wonderful to be here with you guys and just chat a little bit. We're going to talk about some things that we really already have been talking about, and that was in the last couple of segments. I think we talked about, you know, taking your thoughts captive and being in control of your thoughts and not allowing thoughts to control you. We're going to continue that, but maybe in a different way today, but kind of on the same principles. So go ahead and hit that follow button so that you can follow us here on the broadcast and know when we're going to be on the broadcast. But we're going to talk about today that it's time for us, it's time for you, time for me to get out of our heads. So many times we find ourselves living there, which is not a good place to live sometimes. Sometimes I think that as humans, we think that our minds are not changeable. But as we know, our minds are changing all the time. We're always revolving. Our minds and our thought patterns are revolving as we experience things that are going on in our lives. And with this in mind, knowing that our lives are constantly changing because our mind changes, our brain is changing all the time. So we're not intended to stay the same. We're supposed to be revolving, going from faith to faith, glory to glory. And so we need to allow that to happen in our lives and not allow ourselves to be stuck in our minds, in our heads all the time. So go ahead and make sure that you're in a comfortable position. You're going to, you know, you're sitting comfortably or maybe you're lying down. We're going to chat for a little bit. And so as we are talking about this today, you know, getting out of our heads, allow yourself to see yourself being in life where you want to be, doing what you want to do. That's important. It's important that you understand that you can do what you want to do, be what you want to be, and not allow your own self to hold you back. So many times we are our own worst enemy because we consistently hold ourselves back because of how we think of our own selves. And sometimes, as we've spoken in times past, it's because of maybe someone said to you, you know, you're not going to ever be anything, or you can't do what you have shared with them that you want to do. And we allow those things to affect us and follow us in life, and we should not. And so our minds get stuck there, we're held there, and we have to make a quality decision that we're going to break away from that, because usually what we're thinking, that thing that's holding us back, is not what's really true at all. The things that we fear or we're afraid of usually is not what's real. And so, and in hopes of discovering how you can break free from that, and you can break free from that, we can't allow ourselves to have these spiraling thoughts. We have to break that pattern. And as we break that pattern, we begin to sense that freedom, experience that freedom. And we ourselves are the only ones that can do that. I have to make the quality decision. And unless we interrupt these thoughts and we take a stand with ourselves and move forward, we'll be stuck right there in our heads, listening to the lies that we fear, those fears. But what if instead of doing that, spending that time and energy living in that, you know, in all of those things that could be actually, you know, things that you went through as a kid and it stuck with you and it's holding you back and you're not able to break free from that, you think. instead of living there, take a step forward and say, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore to myself. I'm going to break free. I'm going to be that person that I desire to be or do that thing that I desire to do because I can. If one person did it, and I've always told my kids that if one person accomplished it, guess what? So can you. So can you. And the reality of this thing is that our emotions are a byproduct of what we think. What we think most of the time is what we'll act on. So we have to change the way that we think. And what we think about is what we'll bring about. I've heard that so many times, and it's so true. What we think about is what we will bring about. And so, you know, what good is good? What's good about this news? What's good about what I'm saying is because you are hearing someone say that you can. Believe it, accept it, and move forward. Do me a favor. When you're sitting or standing or lying, close your eyes. Whatever that thing is that you want in life, somebody you know is probably doing that thing. So close your eyes and see that person that you admire, that person you're illuminating, that you think is really great because they're doing what you want to do in life. See them doing that thing. See it as if you're looking at television and you're watching a movie with them in it and they're doing it. Just see that for a moment. Now, change the channel. Begin to see yourself doing that thing in that same movie, just as powerful, just as good, or better than the person that you admire so much. I know you can see it. I know you can see yourself doing this thing. Just keep seeing yourself doing this thing. Stay on that channel. I want you to grab a hold to what you're seeing and make a quality decision in your mind. I'm going to go for what I want in life. I'm going to get out of my head, and I'm going to stop going round and round and round. And we used to say in the nursery, round and round and round and round we go. I'm going to stop spinning down and spin up. Stop spiraling down. It's spiraling and spinning down. Allow yourself to come up. Come up. And be what you desire to be. Because you can. You're in control. Don't allow yourself to be out of control by spiraling, repeating unbelief about yourself. Allow yourself to be in control of your thoughts, be in control of your lives. Don't allow your life to become defined by some endless cycle that does not serve you at all. Okay, if you had your eyes closed and you're seeing that, you can turn the channel off now. Apostle Paul understood the war. He understood the fight that takes place in our thoughts. He understood how circumstances and imaginations can become super weapons that undermine us, undermine us in our faith and in our hope. And in the scriptures, it tells us to take every thought captive to obey Christ, to take every thought captive. And if the word says we can do it, guess what? We can do it. We can take control of our thoughts, which will cause us to take control of our lives. Take every thought captive. It is absolutely possible. I'm sure somebody said in that moment, is that even possible? It is possible. All of our thoughts can get wild sometimes, and we have to take them captive. And we have to work on our inner self and we have to conform to change. We have to change, start changing what we think. Think about is what you'll bring about. Remember that. What you think about is what you will bring about. So I encourage you to turn on that channel that I told you to turn on earlier and allow yourself, it's okay to envision that person you admire doing what they do, but begin to allow yourself to see yourself beyond that channel. See yourself doing what it is that you desire to do and do the necessary steps to make it happen for your life. How can I make it happen? I always tell people, if that person did it, you can. Begin to research, talk to, whatever you have to do to find out what do they do to make that thing happen for them. And begin to take the necessary steps for yourself. Take every thought captive that does not serve you. Turn that thing around. Stop spiraling around and around and around. Step out of that. Move forward. Be all that you can be. Be what you desire to be. You can do it. I believe in you. Just need you to believe in yourself. Until next time, I want to encourage you to listen to this a couple of times and make that necessary step. The step out of, get out of your head and allow yourself to begin to see yourself, think about yourself the way that you desire to be. I am so thankful for the study that called Get Out of Your Head. We've been studying that, and we've been using the devotional plan by Jenny Allen. She is awesome. If you can get a hold of her devotionals, you should go for it. You will learn so much and be so blessed. We've been studying that, and it's been great. And I just wanted to share with you guys what we've been sharing as I've been teaching the Bible studies out of her devotional, Get Out of Your Head. Let's get out of our head. It's time to get out of our heads. So until next time, you have a wonderful day. Blessings to you all. Shalom.